Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranch, did you see that the World Stone Skimming Championships were rocked by allegations of cheating?
How do you cheat? Okay, go ahead.
So, you know how there were odd, you would say maybe fringe sport, not fringe sport, let me rephrase that, but just cheating in sports like fishing and cornhole and chess. Well, anyway, the World Stone Skimming Championships has more than 2,200 people in 27 countries attending on a tiny island on the west coast of Scotland, but some of the competitors had suspiciously smooth and round stones. They were suspiciously circular. They think that they were making the stones themselves.
So wait, are you in these competitions, you're supposed to just find a rock?
I believe so.
You can't buff the rock?
You can't buff the rock.
Wow.
I know.
And they were cheating?
Yeah, and they were like almost perfect, and they measure them and everything, and they were just suspiciously
close enough.
Circular. Also, in another piece of news, authorities are accusing a strip club executives of bribing a tax auditor with private dances to avoid paying millions of dollars in sales taxes. So this happened. The indictment alleges that RCI failed to pay over $8 million in city and state taxes on the sale of, quote, dance dollars that are purchased by customers. And the New York Attorney General's office said that the case fell in right into their laps.
Wow. That's actually really quite good. I like that.
So, yeah. So they have to pay these taxes back.
I mean, so wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing is that you can avoid taxes by going to the strip club?
Well,
that's what
I'm
hearing.
The dance dollars. I guess those are the ones that are, you know,
only for dances.
In crevices, all maybe. Right. I don't know.
No, that's not what that means.
Anyway, yeah, the dance dollars, the one, and so they weren't paying.
Okay.
They weren't paying for those, and they were able to skirt $8 million. That's a lot of dances, by the way.
Yes.
$8 million. I will also note my last story. A man in Italy drove a Ferrari on an aircraft carrier so that he could set the record for the fastest car driven on a boat. He got almost to 100 miles an hour before he slammed on the brakes so that he wouldn't be launched off the side of the aircraft
into the ocean?
Carrier. Well, it would have been directly into the side of a cruise ship that was parked next door.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. See, all right. First of all, other cars have driven on boats?
I know,
right? Okay. All right. Never mind. I don't even care.
How many cars are driving?
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a story from the Daily Mirror.
Okay.
Or from the Mirror in the UK.
Yeah.
And, all right, I get annoyed with stories where they find, like, one Reddit thread, and they say some British people are upset about such and such.
They do that with Twitter a lot.
Yeah, and they make it like, oh, it's all these random people. This isn't, like, a real story. However, I love this one because the headline is Brits are raging over common four-word phrase Americans that they always get wrong. And one of them, my God, I'm so glad they are really upset on this Reddit thread about could care less.
Oh,
Like, oh, I could care less about this.
Which means you can.
You mean, so yeah. They say it's supposed to be, I couldn't care less. And I am so glad they are bringing this up. It is one of my peeves.
So this is British
it
people.
It drives me. Yes, they're upset the way we use it because it has now become more acceptable to say, oh, I could care less about that.
Yeah.
But that's not correct. I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it.
Do you know what's
so much
awesome that the pettiness of this, of the British, the Brits hating Americans for this? I could totally see this in the list of grievances when the American colonies, like, they tax us on our tea, they tax us on brass, and they say, I could care less.
They know how to use contractions, we don't.
Yeah.
Dude,
this is something that should 100% be in the list of grievances, which, by the way, are amazingly, I love that the greatest democracy in the world was built on some
pettiness,
kind of pettiness.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I said it's the best overreaction in America, in world history.
Can we, though, please, please, for the love of God, stop saying that you could care less?
Yeah.
Because could care less means you could, in fact, care less than you do right now. It's
I couldn't care less.
It's easy. It makes more sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.